Dem Representative Robert Garcia, DHS shouldn't get a single penny more, they're coming after immigrants. By Ian Henchett on May 15, 2025. On Wednesday's broadcast of MSNBC's All In, Representative Robert Garcia, DCA, declared that DHS shouldn't get a single penny more. And they are going to come after United States citizens. They are already doing it to children, to immigrants, to asylum seekers. And we cannot give them more money to do this. Host Chris Hayes asked, one of the ostensible reasons for the hearing today. And, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, coming forward to the committee. Is that the budget and the big beautiful bill calls for an unprecedented expansion of funding of DHS, particularly on immigration enforcement. I think it's, depending on how you count it, a 3- to 5-fold increase. There's really nothing I've ever seen like it in any budgetary request. What should the American people know about what it would look like to give this agency 3 to 5 times the funding it currently has? Garcia answered, well, first, they shouldn't get a single penny more. And let's be clear about what they're doing now, which they would only expand. They're deporting United States citizens, children. Children with cancer that have been diagnosed to other countries without their permission and the permission of their parents. They are essentially locking away students for expressing their freedom of speech and their political views. They are deporting people that we give appointments for asylum. They are whisking away, literally in the dead of night, people from our communities across the country, without any of them even getting a chance to call a lawyer or their family. And they expect us to support giving them more resources to do this. Let's be clear, they are going to come after United States citizens. They are already doing it to children, to immigrants, to asylum seekers. And we cannot give them more money to do this. And now they're going after members of Congress. So, this is an incredibly dangerous moment for this country, and we've got to take it very seriously. Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter at Ian Henchett.